But in that comic, spoiler alert, cut forward, is Wolverine is tricked by Mysterio into killing the X-Men brutally. Like, he thinks he's killing all these villains, and then when he comes out of it, it's like, oh, I just killed the entire X-Men.
Yeah.
So now I can't use my powers ever again. And it's a different thing. And I mean, like, I'm glad they didn't go that route. It also gives Xavier so much, and Patrick Stewart, some real fucking meat on a bone.
Yes,
for
dude.
Once, which
he's,
is nice.
He's really chomping into shit here. He's really doing some actorly stuff. And I was actually reminded of his autobiography, where I was like, why didn't you talk about this movie more? Because, he talks, you know, he's not going to sit there and talk about every time I was Charles Xavier. Like, it's sort of mentioned in the back of the book, just like, yeah, and then I got this gig and it was fucking great. But, I want to know about Logan. Man,
yeah.
Because this was the first time he was really asked to really bring his arsenal of dramatic abilities, display.
And he had some quote or something. I saw this in the trivia or whatever, that, like, I actually lost weight for this role to appear more frail, and I've never, ever tried to lose weight in my life because I've been perfect since I was a teenager. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I saw you in Safe House. I saw you in First Contact. You were lifting. You were going to the fucking gym.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You were lifting weights, dude. Don't try that shit.
He's so jacked in First Contact. Right. It's crazy.
Juiced up.
Yeah. here I go.
I was never juicing, God damn you.
Mr. Data, put another 25 on that rack, dude. I'm going to fucking... I'm maxing out, Mr. Data.
But Captain, the spot bot is broken down. Let me get this weight off your chest.
Oh, I don't care what happens to my testicles. They can shrink. They can shrink all they want.
I'm certainly not using them thanks to Beverly leaving me.
A replicator, anabolic steroids, circa 1993, please.
By the way, if you like more of that, you know, we have a Nexus show at upper deck of this Patreon.
That's right. $8 level and up. Whole lot of Picard impression.
But we get him, you know, he kind of washes off in a whatever, what do you call it there, in a little bathroom here. Which I will say, we just watched it. One of the best trailers of the last 20 years.
Fabulous trailer.
Great trailer.
Oh, man.
Also, this trailer, Matrix Revolutions.
That's another
great. Or Resurrections, rather.
Yes, the fourth
that
one.
Was, yes,
remember,
yes.
Right? That's
great trailer.
One. Yeah.
The Watchmen trailer. Excellent trailer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
yes.
God. And what, yeah.
You gotta go back.
I know, I'm just sour in my mouth from that movie.
Of course.
I'm sure it's better than I remember. I always just think about the hallelujah thing.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever anyone mentions it. But maybe I'll like that now.
Well, I think
maybe
now
that's sexy.
I haven't gone back to it since I saw that movie in theaters, which at that time I thought it was fine. And
I still think it's Zack Snyder's best movie.
Right. And I think, though, if I go back now as a 40-year-old man, you're just watching slow motion fucking. So what was my problem this whole time? Like,
right.
Honestly, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Because it's like that song is like, the song is so like reveling in the fact that you're having, that sex is like this holy experience, which I disagree with.
Yeah, I mean, she is just getting railed in their little owl mobile or whatever's going on.
It is
there.
A holy experience, as in her holes.
Oh, come on.
Are getting a little lee, which is love.
Yeah, the holes are getting a little lee. You're totally right.
That's not holy water. Put that, that holy water on my back.
Let's just say it is. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I do like when he's in this bathroom and you're seeing him heal out those bullets, and it just looks like his chest is shitting bullets out of him.
There is a great moment where he takes a bullet for the car, which I love. Because it's like, fuck, if this car gets a bullet hole in it, I can't really fucking drive people around.
I can't get gigs. Also, you know that's
probably...
It's
so pathetic. It's such a great moment for his character.
It's the most Kirk Van Houten he ever gets. Oh, no, my manager's going to kill me.
Exactly.
Because you know he's leasing that car from somebody else, definitely. I do love his familiar relationship with the Border Patrol guy, which is great because he's commuting from Mexico where he's hiding Charles Xavier under Caliban's care there, and then commuting into Texas to be limo Uber guy, I guess is the idea.
And I guess this is my favorite Stephen Merchant thing ever, and it'll probably remain that way.
Yeah.
Things are looking that way.
Yeah,
I mean, what
so.
Else does he even have? Right?
I mean, he's in the British office, which is great.
That was like his big thing. He did the show...
Hello, Ladies.
Hello, Ladies.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
And I think there was... Was there not a Hello, Ladies HBO movie?
There was a movie, yes.
Oh, my
God. There's that.
We gotta watch that.
Did he do something with... Warwick Davis?
Him and Ricky Gervais did that Warwick Davis show. whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, I remember okay. that. Sure, yes, sure. I think I saw some of that.
He was Gervais's number two guy for a long time. But he's really good here. He's got, the movie leans into his weird physical attributes, which is his incredibly hulking tall dude.
Like, yeah, it's great. Because didn't we get a bad Caliban in one of those X-Men prequel movies?
There's Apocalypse where he's like this German guy. He's like, Caliban knows where everyone is.
Yes,
that's what they're going to do. Hello, Caliban.
And he's a full foot shorter.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 12 inches at least. And he's definitely doing like the, he's like the fucking MC in Cabaret. Yes, yes. Yeah, that sort of kind of perform. And I'm like,
Willkommen, Psylocke, and bienvenue, Psylocke.
Und cabaret und Psylocke.
Diddy, two telepaths. Diddy.
I mean, now I kind of want to watch this.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.